used to have all of our tailoring done by Vito Basillo, who had a shop down just a block away. And I had gone down there to pick up a pair of pants or something, I don't know, and I was walking back, and I was coming up Cedar Street. There was a big crowd over across the street. It was a vacant lot, actually, that went back to the back of the, almost to the alley, and there was a building back there that used to be Dr. Osborne's office. Well, what they had done, they had dug up Big Nose George, and all these people were out there. So yeah. I just happened to be there when it happened.
When they dug up Big Nose George.
When they dug up Big Nose George, and they weren't sure it was him, but they were pretty sure because the top of his head was gone. And they
got the ashtray from Lillian Heath.
Yeah, Lillian Heath had the top of his head. She uses that as an ashtray.
Because Dr. Osborne had cut it off, hadn't
he? Yeah, he and she, being physicians, they wanted to study his brain to see if it was different than, well, you know, what are you going to tell? But back then.
Well, the criminal mind, I suppose they were interested in
that. Yeah, they were interested in that. I guess she
first
was
woman in the state.
She was a little
bitty
woman. They used to say that she would minister to the people that worked on the sections, and she'd catch the freight trains back to Rollins and run across the top of the cars to get back to the caboose.
Old stories.
She'd catch the train as it went by slowly, and then she'd get up on top and run across the top of the train to the caboose and ride it into town. Now, that's a story. I don't know if it's true or not, but I bet it was.
And the Outlaw Inn has placemats with, Sundance Kid and all of them. There's a whole bunch of them. So we're reading about Big Nose George and Dr. Osborne on that.
Yeah.
They say, incorrectly, that he had a pair of women's shoes made out of Big Nose's skin. But they were men's shoes.
Because
we've seen them, yeah.
We used to have the shoes and the top of the skull and a few other things in the museum that was at the Rollins National Bank. It was a certified museum, but I probably shouldn't say this, but we had a president of the bank who came there, kind of an interim president back in shortly before I retired, that thought that was gross, so he got rid of it and gave it to the Carbon County Museum. It was a really nice museum we had within the bank.